Hello, my luscious ones. I'm so happy and lucky to get to spend a little bit of time with you right now, just updating you on how I've been and what I've been up to. It's never anything monumental, but just a little sneak peek inside my everyday. I got over whatever flu I had for probably 3 or 4, maybe 5 days, which is good. I'm still working on compiling my alphabetical list of audios. And on that very note, I have hit, I think this audio is going to be my 1001 audio tale. And yes, not all of them have made it to your ears. Some of them will never. Some of them are just updates or nonsense or what have you. But for me, that number is interesting to see. And I'm looking forward to 1,000 more. As long as I'm still enjoying this. And I've wanted to do this forever. I don't even think I realized I wanted to do this, but I love telling stories, making people feel good, and I love a dirty story. So what I do now just melds those so well together that, again, that's why I started off by saying I'm just so lucky to be able to do this. I have this huge smile on my face telling you this right now. I don't know. It's just one of those days when I'm reflecting on how amazing my job is for me and how it aligns with the things that I've always wanted to be able to do. And of course, you and your support help me to be able to do that. So I could kiss every inch of you, stopping on certain areas, of course. What else can I update you with? I got wonderful feedback from all of you on that survey I put out last month. And I promised that I'd update you with the highlights. After looking it over, I guess the things that I'm choosing to share with you are the few things that surprised me a little bit from your feedback. Most of the other things were just good to know, interesting things to have confirmed for me, and then some wonderful, amazing comments from some of you. So thank you so much for that. So the first thing that surprised me there was when I asked what kinds of stories you prefer. The winners were series tales that continue on, which did surprise me, although it probably shouldn't, seeing as the swim coach was also one of the tales in another category that you really wanted to hear more of, and some of my other tales as well. And then longer, slow burn type stories. I guess I just always think that sometimes you tune in just to jerk off before you start your day or what have you, and that you don't have a lot of time to listen to an in-depth type of tale or a continuing tale. So that was good to know. I also asked a question about what part of the body do you like coming on or in the most, and pussy won that category. Actually, in pussy won that category. And then mouth. Mouth was second runner-up, not by a lot, but I don't know. I just, in my mind, thought that mouth would have taken that category. And then the third one was both, pussy or mouth, or either or, I guess. So that was a little bit of a surprise. Another question was, what would you enjoy more audios included? And that one, hands down, ball play and ball sucking one, which is a little ironic because I was reflecting on balls the other day. I know it seems weird, but I can't remember if I read something or had a discussion on it where someone was saying how they love men's balls. They find them so fascinating. They can't get enough of them. The balls are the best part. And I was thinking, really? Like, don't get me wrong. I love a man's balls. I love the whole package. Cock and balls. They go together like, I don't know, peanut butter and chocolate. I don't know. They go together. They're supposed to be together and they complement each other. But I think personally, it's I don't know how to say this, but sometimes balls are an afterthought for me. Not necessarily in a sexual situation. Like, I'll have my mouth on them when I'm there and play with them. But I guess in audio, sometimes they are, because I'm just used to being with someone who's very overprotective of their balls. Like, again, not necessarily in a sexual sense, but they always feel like, I don't know, that their balls are going to get whacked by me or squeezed by me or injured by me. And I've never done that, as far as I know, at least maybe once over the years, but not intentionally. So they're so protective of their balls that it's like there's a fear of me letting loose and doing whatever I want with them. So I would love to just have at it. And yes, I know balls are sensitive for you men and you have to handle them with care, but I think that's the reason why they might not come to mind. I have a ball shy partner, I guess. So, but it's good that I got that feedback, and yeah, I'm happy to include some ball play in some future audios. Good to know. You also use Dropbox more than I thought you did, and Discord, well, probably not less than I thought you did, because I don't think a lot of subscribers use Discord very regularly, but those were also interesting and good things to know. I personally have been less active in some social media for various reasons. Probably the number one is it just eats up a lot of my time, which was one of the things I enjoyed about being on Discord. I could post things that I found on other sites, but I'm not on other sites too much these days. And it's weird. I'm probably going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but it's just odd how life changes. I used to use social media a lot to fill the void that I had in having an additional sexual outlet that I needed. And then I started creating audios, which was great. I've always had dirty stories in my mind, as you know. Now I still do my audios, which I love, but I take more and more dirty calls, which some of you may or may not know, and that fills up a lot of time as well. And it fills a void. Like, I mean, looking at dirty pictures and dirty things is great and all, and I love that outlet, but getting to interact with a horny man who wants to come and I get to hear come or sometimes even see come, that trumps a lot of the social media time. So I'm not saddened by it because I really enjoy it and it fills yet another void in an even bigger, better way. No pun intended or pun intended. I don't know. But it does mean that, you know, there is a give and take of how much of me and how much of available time I have to do some of the other things. So yeah, maybe that's a little bit of an explanation, I guess. But for those of you that do use Discord regularly, if you tag me there or direct message me there, then that's definitely a way to get my attention. And I'll always look forward to seeing those and responding to you. I guess I'll have to think about what I want the future of Discord to be. I don't want to disappoint people who really enjoy being there, but I do like having the server there for live stuff and for keeping a connection with those of you that message me there. I just don't know what the rest of it should be. So I'll have to think on that, but the survey feedback was good to know. And the last thing that, again, like I said, surprised me was that you do want more of the swim coach. It shouldn't surprise me. I know that there are series that are still unfinished. I don't know if any of the series will really be finished. I can always add more tales to certain series, but the swim coach is just one that always surprises me that you just want more of her. So that's a good thing, not a bad thing at all. So we'll see what we can do about that as well. Thank you again for giving your feedback. I think I mentioned in my last coming up audio that I was watching a show called MILF Manor. I have not watched any other episodes since. I'm not really loving the show as much as you would think. I would love a show called MILF Manor, and there's a couple of reasons for that. The show is obviously supposed to be about older women and younger men, which would be probably a great concept and a fun show. It's like a reality TV series where they put them all in this house and see what naughtiness ensues. But there was a twist when everybody arrived at this house. The younger men were all the MILF's sons. So every MILF has one of their sons in the mix. And although that seems like a fun and, ooh, this is a great twist, I find that it's made the show a little bit lackluster. They're not letting loose as much as they would, maybe because their moms are around. I'm not 100% sure that these sons weren't just told, hey, your mom's on this show, do you want to be on this show too? It's about MILFs. Like, they don't really come across as younger men who are really attracted to these older MILFs. And not all younger men aren't, or and or should be, but the true concept of the show should really be younger men who want to be with an older woman. So everything about it seems a little weird and forced and tame and low budget, I guess, as well. And I wish it just was done a little bit differently. And also, I can't help but when I watch it, just keep thinking in the back of my mind that if you created this show the other way around, where it was older men and their younger daughters in this manor, like DILF Manor, I just don't think that would ever come to air. Like, I don't think people would be okay with that. Maybe they would. I just don't think they would, which is weird because in reality, there's probably a lot more older men with younger women than older women with younger men. So I keep thinking of the double standard of that show, how people would most likely cancel it if it was the other way around, which is unfortunate. So yeah, I might watch a few more episodes and see if things pick up, but MILF Manor so far has not lived up to my expectations. There is one more thing that I got your feedback on based on one of my last update audios, and that is coming in a sock. apparently there are more of you that come in socks than I'd even thought. But someone made a couple of good points. One was that if there are going to be potentially other people around or someone to notice, whatever, that it's much less conspicuous if you just happen to have a sock lying on the floor near your bed or wherever you're going to be jerking off than having like a towel or a bunch of Kleenex. And now that makes a lot of sense, because if I saw a sock near your bed, I would never think that that's your plan to be using it later to come in. Also that it's better to use the sock inside out than the right way that you would put it on your foot, which seems odd to me. I would think it'd be softer against your foot than it would be on the outside, but maybe men's socks are different than women's socks. Ours are usually better. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that point. But the last thing that, again, I don't have a cock, so I guess my mind never plays out the scenario right through, because here I am thinking in my visual that the sock is just sort of barely hanging on to the tip of your cock. It's just sort of the receptacle for your cum, a cum catcher. Not that you're actually using the sock to jerk your cock, almost like a sock fleshlight. That never once crossed my mind. I never really pictured the cock being jerked off in the sock. Just the cum spurting into the sock when you're ready, almost like you add it to the tip. I don't know. I don't know why. That never crossed my mind, but now I do have another naughty, interesting visual, thanks to your feedback. So when these weird thoughts come up into my mind, it pays that I talk about them on these updates, because I learn all sorts of new, fascinating, dirty things. Before I wrap this up and let you go, I wanted to also just give you a hint, a sneak peek into one of the things that I'm working on. So I reached 1,001 audios, but I also reached 3,000 Literotica followers a few weeks back. I'm also actually close to 5,000 Reddit followers, but we'll deal with that when it comes. So I promised my Literotica listeners that I would create a special audio for them. And of course, every audio that I produce, I share with my subscribers. And this is, I guess, just a little tease for you as to what's coming up. There are some wonderful performers who consistently post on Literotica that I always smile when I see them post. And, you know, they're like my coworkers. I don't have anyone that I really get to interact with who's a woman, at least on a daily basis. I get to interact with a lot of hot men, which, of course, I love. But I also love that there are other women who do what I do. So I reached out to a few of them and asked if they'd like to have a little cameo appearance in my 3,000 follower celebration. And oh, they were so lovely and very eager to participate. So I've got their audience. I haven't listened to any of them yet because I still have to do my parts and then edit them all together. But that will be coming. They don't have big parts in it, but you will hear some maybe familiar voices to some of you that listen on Literotica, or just audio with more than just sexy Lacey in your ears to come. And I'm pretty sure I'll have it out before the end of this month. Thank you so very much for listening to me and supporting me and playing with me and encouraging me and inspiring me. You are just amazing and sexy as fuck. I couldn't do this without you. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.